appreciate the time as always. Middle of the afternoon in the GTA is not easy, so we appreciate the continued support. It's a big day for the club, another big day. And we're pleased to announce Mauro Astacchio as the fourth permanent head coach in North United FC's history. We're also joined today by a couple of special guests, Ricardo Pascal, our president, and Jorge de la Pandora, our general manager. So please, if you want to give a very warm and rapturous welcome to our special guests, Ricardo Pascal, Jorge de la Pandora, introducing our new head coach of York United FC, Mr. Mauro Astacchio.
I mean, obviously, I'm thankful for the opportunity with the ownership and Jorge and obviously, you know, picking me. It's a club that means a lot to me. I've been here now for 4 years. Went through a little bit of a roller coaster with obviously the different times that we've been through here. I think the club right now is at its best moment in the sense that we do have a path. We do know exactly what we want. We want to create that identity of a team that wants to compete, that wants to win. So again, I think for me, it's a club that I identify myself with. It's a club that's given me a lot, and again, I respect the decision, and I'm you know, willing to give everything I got.
And to thank for Ricardo and Jorge to both answer, what helped you guys come to the decision that Mauro's the right man for the job?
Since day one, when we met Mauro maybe a year ago, just having ongoing conversations daily about soccer, about life, you got a sense really quickly about the character he has, the knowledge of the game, the passion of the game. And just going throughout all this year, basically talking almost every single day, it was very important for us to get somebody that has like the passion that my brothers, Jorge and I do, that they assimilate like the attention to detail that we require and everything that surrounds being in the professional environment. So having his character, his knowledge, his passion, and once on the other side, interpreting very good what we wanted, it was crucial for us, but it was an easy decision.
Thank you, Charlie. KJ.
Mauro, congrats, so happy for you. On your journey as an assistant coach, when did you start to think that you could become
I think the journey starts when kind of you commit to becoming a coach. I think you obviously have to understand that you're starting a process. But I've always felt like I've been a student of the game. I've worked under as a player a lot of good coaches. Obviously, coaches Mark Santos, Tommy Whelan Jr., Colin Miller. These are all coaches that, you know, are Canadian, understand the landscape, and that have been successful in the game. And obviously then be assisting Nashi and then now Benja. I think I have my beliefs. I know how I want to play the game. I obviously stole some good ideas and some good ways of work that they've shared with. You know, I've had that moment to be a sponge and to learn as much as I could. But, you know, overall, right when this opportunity was on top of the table, I was very, very committed and very confident. You know, I'm in a situation right now that, you know, the bus, you know, went past me and I decided to jump in. It's not something that I'm not aware of. I know the responsibility that this brings. I know that the pressure that I want to put on myself towards this. And like I said, I think I'm ready. I have a lot to give to this club and, you know, I'm ready to start this journey. It was actually a rainy day in Costa Rica, so it gave me a little bit of a sunshine. So it was good. We obviously had organized a meeting before to kind of chat about the whole process that was been happening, and you know, Ricardo let me know again that I was the chosen one. So it was a good moment. It was obviously a lot of relief because you know how these meetings goes, but you know, I'm eager to, I wouldn't say start the work, I would say continue working, because again, this process has been developing for some time now, and the season ended and we started thinking about, you know, how we can get better for next year. So the work continues, and you know, I think we're in a good place.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thanks, KJ. Any other questions in the room?
For either of you three, what advantage is it to have like a head start instead of having a coach coming in, you know, with no experience of your club, to you being here like 4 years and sort of getting to know the players and everything, that starting in March, like, zip, here we go, rather than just, you know, hello player, who are you, and so on. What advantage is it?
More than anything, obviously the 4 years that Mauro has been here has helped, but more than anything was last year. Again, as I said, just being very close to Mauro, chatting every single week about the games, ins and outs of the game, ins and outs of each player, it was huge. It was very important, because it's very difficult in an interview process for people to interpret what you really want, right? Like in a 30-minute conversation, a 1-hour conversation, a couple of hours conversation, it's really hard. So Mauro has a good feeling now of what we want, what we're trying to build in here moving forward. It's not just a matter of winning or losing some games. It's much more bigger than that. Mauro knows it, Jorge knows it, and it was very important for us.
Thank you, Robin. Jacob.
You have like younger brothers, Jimenez, Dacquion, who's also putting a legacy for the Canadian national team. And also, as you now being the head coach for U.S. Canada, are you trying to put another legacy for as being a head coach?
Yeah, I think obviously we all try and be successful, right? Yeah, I think those legacies come either for who you are and what you built, or for the success that you bring. And I think ultimately, you know, we want to continue being successful in what we do with surrounding ourselves with good people. And I think that's something that this club has now started to stand by. We want to make sure that we have the right people in the right place. I believe that I do want to build something, obviously starting by building, you know, continuing to build this club. Like Ricardo said, just prior to, we do have a plan. We do understand how far we want to go and what we want to do with the club. So I think all the pieces are there, and you know, I'm excited for this project to start.
Anything else, Jacob? It's okay. We just fine. Yeah, of course. Any other questions in the room?
Question for Jorge. I just was impressed with you about Mauro, and how do you see the relationship around?
Yes, first of all, I'm very happy for Mauro. I met him since I arrived here, and I think he's prepared to take us to the next level, and also to continue with the progress we had last season and the project. He knows really good what we want and the club, and that's an advantage for us.
Thank you, Ryan. John.
Mario, you talked about being a sponge. I know this year you had the opportunity to assist Jesse Marsh in the Canadian men's national team camp. I'm wondering if you can describe that experience and what you kind of took away from coaching at such a high level.
Well, I think, again, very grateful for that opportunity. Obviously, going into that type of environment, extremely professional at that. I would say it's the highest level. It's international football. So you get the best of the best, right? So I think the approach that Jesse had in that camp in particular was very good. You know, not only that, he's very clear on what he wants. The execution of the details that he brings into his training session, to his meetings, were great. So I think, again, for me, it was a very good experience. I took a lot from it. It gave me more clarity on, you know, what the process is as an international head coach. Obviously, it's a little bit different when you come into club football, because there you have about 10 days to work on, you know, your idea and how to develop, and you're getting all these players from different teams that play different ways. So again, for me, it gave me a perspective of a lot of things, but right now, obviously, club football is a little bit different, And again, I'm going to take what I can from that experience, which was a lot, and then implement it here.
Just wondering if there's going to be any changes to the technical staff. Obviously, now there's a new assistant coach not opened
up. Yeah, we're going to be announcing that in the upcoming days. There are going to be some slight changes to it. You'll hear from us like maybe a couple weeks from now.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Just to add, anyone chosen for the League One Ontario team coaching staff, or that's still to be arranged?
Good question. Also, in a couple of weeks,
we'll
let you know.
Good effort, Robin. I appreciate that. New coach, you're trying different things. Yeah, it's understandable. We're going to jump to Zoom because there's a bunch of people who want to speak to you.
So, Neil, I know you're waiting patiently to ask Mauro a couple of questions.
Thanks, Owen. Congratulations, Amaro. Apologies for not making it up there. There's a lot of news going on today. You mentioned a bit of a roller coaster ride, obviously, with the coaching changes previously at the club. A lot has happened to you on and off the pitch in the last year. Just wondering if you can talk a little bit about that, and were there some days where you woke up and weren't too sure what the future would hold?
Thanks, Neil, for the question. And I think for me the biggest thing is you got to continue moving forward. I think that was always the approach that my family had. Obviously, talking about my parents' situation, it's something that if we stay back and then kind of sit on the sofa, you know, the days will pass and you'll just, in a sense, be miserable. And that's the last thing I want to be. I want to be someone that, you know, has a clear path, has beliefs, has something that to work for on a daily basis. And this club has given me that. So I think it would be unfair for me, you know, during my period here at the last 4 days, 4 years, sorry, to, you know, even though it's been eventful, they've always backed me up. They've always supported me. So I think I owe them that respect to, you know, get up every day and do what I love, because at the end of the day, they're giving me an opportunity to be a professional, to be part of a world that it's the only thing I pretty much know. So again, I think that mindset of waking up and being a go-getter is something that I take very proudly, and is something I'm going to continue doing.
Thank you. And if I have a quick follow-up for the gentleman next to you, can you tell us a little bit about the search you did? I understand that it was both national and international you looked at.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, you're correct. Jorge and I started these. Obviously, as any organization would do, we started this process months ago. Like, what happens if Benjamin doesn't stay for next year? And so you bring all these ideas to the table, right? And even though, and as I said, we talked to many people here in Canada and international, Mauro was always at the top of our list. We knew sooner or later we wanted to give Mauro a chance. And fairly quickly, this interview process, he could be so that he was a guy. We're very happy for him.
Thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Brandon, over to you.
Thanks, and hopefully my setup today won't let me down. You guys can hear me all right. Just first off, congratulations, Mauro. Obviously, a well-deserved appointment. Just wanted to maybe, you know, dive into some of the earlier questions a little bit more, specifically with, you know, being named the youngest head coach in Canadian Premier League history, and especially being the first former player to be named a head coach. Just want to, you know, get your opinions and your thoughts on how that journey has been over the last, you know, 6 years, being an original in this league as a player with Calgary, and then, you know, obviously this transition into coaching.
I think those are numbers that, you know, when you're involved, you don't really think about. Obviously, this league has grown a lot. It's given not only, well, firstly, a lot of players opportunity to stay in their home country and be professionals, but now it's starting to give ex-players the opportunity to stay in the game, to stay involved in the game. I think, you know, I have ex-teammates that are in different clubs at a different, you know, either on the business side, or on the directing side, or marketing, whatever it is. And then I have also ex-teammates that are currently still coaching, and others, you know, scouting in different leagues. So I think the league itself has given that opportunity to us to continue. to develop the sport in the country. And obviously that's something that we want to continue giving back. I think the word professional at times gets thrown out there a lot, but you know, I'd say my generation of players was one that we had to go abroad and we had to kind of suffer and go through, you know, the tough episodes for this to be created and to, you know, for people to realize that it was actually needed, because Canada does have a lot of talent. It is a pool of players that it's massive, and again we're showing that at the international level. We're going to continue showing that and growing here at the league and at the club. So again, I think it's a blank canvas still, but here at the club and with the league there is a way, and we do know what the pathway is. So it's good. It's been good. It's been growing, and I'm excited to continue to be part of it.
Appreciate it. And you gents will have to forgive me for this upcoming question, but maybe best directed to Ricardo. Just with regards to looking ahead to next season, I know that obviously, you know, there's still 4 or 5 months to come, but there are, you know, bits and pieces coming up in terms of player announcements. The draft takes place, you know, a couple of weeks from now. Just how, you know, early in the sort of span of things with, you know, going through interviews and naming our head coach, you know, where is those sort of pieces falling into in terms of looking at what this team will be like on the field in 2025?
If I'll take you like backstage throughout the year, we've been preparing for this since early 2024. Obviously, Jorge and I and my brothers have had continuing conversations about the current squad or the past squad that we had, which players would we like to give future contracts to, which ones maybe we would like them to walk such a different direction. So it's been a whole year in the making, a whole year of planification. We're going to see a lot of new faces in 2025. We're excited for this. We're also going to have some players back. We'll be announcing them very shortly. And again, it's been a whole season in the making, not just these last few couple of weeks. We've been planning for this, as I said, since the beginning of the year. And just very excited for what's going to 2025 going to look like.
Appreciate it, Ricardo. And again, thanks to the three of you and to you all in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Guillermo, you've been waiting patiently.
Congratulations, Mauro, Ricardo, Jorge. During your time, and this goes to Mauro, during your time as an interim coach between Martin Nash and Benjamin Mora, what was it that stood out the most in terms of lessons learned while leading the team compared to your role as a technical coach? Was there something at your United that you said, like, oh my God, right now that I'm leading this boat, this is different?
No, I think you know, you just got to commit. You just got to believe in what you're doing, and at the end of the day, you got to perform. Ultimately, it's professional sports, and you got to commit to the cause. I think at times, as a head coach or as anybody, overthinking hurts you more than it actually helps you. So again, having those beliefs very ingrained into your head and what you want to do. Obviously, becoming an interim coach. In 2 weeks, you're not going to change the world. So it's understanding, you know, more the emotional side of the players and what you can and can't change and how can you adapt and not. It's very important to not want to do a lot and pick the moments when you want to do things. So I think now this approach, obviously, the off season is going to be very important to establish exactly who we're looking at and who we want and to how we want to grow it. But again, I'm very clear with my ideas. I'm very committed to the cause, and I'm very confident on what we can do as a club. So it was good. I think it's a different timing. I think obviously you just get thrown into something, coach for 2 games, and then, you know, you go back to a role. But again, I think it's about committing to the cause and making sure that, you know, we as a club know what we want, and that's clear. Now we just got to go on the pitch and do exactly what, you know, how I want to perform.
Thank you.
Thank you, Guillermo. One final shout for any questions on Zoom before we wrap up. Okay, thank you to everybody for joining us.
Guys, concludes our press conference. Please give it up once again for any
questions. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Seeing me more often.
Okay, thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate the time. I'm going to take some photos and just...